The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Another week. The sun is shining.
Exactly.
Oh, to live in Perth. How lucky are we?
Well, we got the Brownlow last night, which is another fine example of why we are the greatest place in the world. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, we've got to go to this situation where police have charged a man relating to a fatal crash in Churchlands.
Yeah, this crash happened back in July, and a 20-year-old man has been charged as part of this investigation. He's been charged with dangerous driving causing death in circumstances of aggravation and two counts of dangerous driving causing grievous bodily harm in circumstances of aggravation. You might remember this crash involved a Mercedes-Benz and also a Commodore. It happened obviously in Churchlands, as you mentioned, on Pearson Street and near Cromarty Road as well. It involved a 58-year-old Floriot father of three who died in this crash, sadly. He was in the car, the Mercedes-Benz, with his youngest daughter at the time when it collided with a Holden Commodore. So at this point, these charges have been laid, and so now this matter will go to court. We're told that this 20-year-old is due to face court on November 1.
Mm, yeah, well, that was the crash that killed the WA Sporting Car Club general manager, Andrew Stashowitz.
Yep.
There was a terrible tragedy at the time. So, yeah, I guess good that the police have made an arrest in relation to that.
Yeah, exactly. And a couple of months afterwards, they've been able to piece this together.